Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hi, welcome back to the show. Today, we are talking about shifting from feeling overworked, being in overworking, go, go, go mode, to aligned. Yes, aligned. And I'm going to share my story and how to work with me. Because I noticed as I was scrolling through the 30 plus episodes that we have of the Be Happy Now show that I didn't have one specific show on, well, why, how, what happened for me to label myself or call myself a soul connection coach? And how can you work with me? If you have never stumbled on my website or have no idea what I even do and how you can work with me, how you can be supported on your journey to transformation with me, then in this episode, we're going to cover that. I'm going to share that story that is my perception of how things were in the past, from me working in media and in events for over 10 years and feeling like I was on purpose then, and now how I feel like I'm on purpose as your soul connection coach. So we're going to talk about how we get to actually have different purposes and at different times throughout our life. I feel like we just keep realigning to what feels really good to us. Now, I want to remind you that you don't need to become anyone else. You don't need to act like anyone else than yourself. And so I'm going to share my story with you, but it doesn't mean that it's the only way to feeling in alignment. It doesn't mean that you need to have done the same work as me or have had the same feelings as me to then move your way to feeling aligned. Okay. I'm just going to share my story so that you can relate or just kind of grab pieces and go, oh, okay, that's where Claudia Sam comes from. That's how she made her way here. Okay. Well, first, my first name is Claudia Sam. Okay. Not just Claudia, not just Sam. It's Claudia Sam, just like Anne Marie, you would call an Anne Marie, or yeah, pretty much that in English is what I can know off the top of my head. And you can still call me Claudia or call me Sam, but I just love to, you know, remind myself of my essence. And I really love my name. And so I'm really honoring it. And I want to ask you this question. Have you ever felt like you couldn't breathe anymore? Like your chest was so constricted, it felt like your heart was going to be taken out of your body. Like the heart was beating off beat, either really fast or skipping a beat. Did you ever feel that? That is what I felt in 2013, the day of the first event, the first circus event that I had sold in my new circus events sales job. I had carried from my media job that I worked in for over 10 years. And when I changed jobs in 2013, I carried the overworking work ethic with me. The idea that work is so important that I didn't have a relationship. I didn't have a romantic relationship. I didn't know what it was like to be my own version of myself without work. Everywhere I went, I would associate myself to the company I was working for. And just at the beginning of this episode, I said that I label myself as your soul connection coach. And well, maybe I could have used other wording. The energy behind the career that I chose for myself now is actually like two threads weaved together to create a fabric. One thread is horizontal and one thread is vertical. And they create this fabric, this strong, unique fabric. Both energies are, both energies come together. Okay. What I, in the sense that my work life and my personal life, they're now weaved in together. That's how I want to live my life. Back in, wow, well, over 15 years ago, I didn't see them, or actually I did see them. Actually, yeah, I did see them weaved in together, except it was unhealthy for me at the time. It was unhealthy because it was me feeling like I couldn't breathe, feeling like my chest was pressured and like I felt like something was wrong with me. I didn't want to show that I was feeling like that. I actually thought I was going to die. So I called the ambulance and I was wheeled on a stretcher out of my office in front of many people. And it was, I was ashamed. And when I got to the hospital, they told me I had panic attacks and they said it was anxiety. I had never really heard the word anxiety before. I didn't know what that was. Anyway, so that started the journey of inquiry. Wait, what is that anxiety? What does it mean, panic attack? What did my body just do? Did I not listen to any signs? Wait, was there a flag lifted before that I didn't see? And there were so many flags, okay? Like, have you ever been sick more than one time a year? I remember being so sick, but still working. It was like my phone was stuck to me somehow. It was like another, it was like another part of me. And I had assistants. I remember it when I was working in radio, I was in charge of the promotional events. So I had a really fun life where I would attend all of these events. And I really felt on purpose because I was proud to have gotten that job that for me was very prestigious and honorable. And I had assistants, I had people working with me. And I remember that when I was so sick, I had a hard time speaking. I had a hard time, well, breathing too. I would still call my assistants and guide them and support them and answer their questions while I was sick. I was not able to distance myself from the doing of accomplishing tasks and moving forward with what I said I would do, but that wasn't even for me. That was for a company. That was for a media brand. That was for a radio station. It wasn't for me. And now I notice that the throat, I was always sick at the throat. It would always start with these, it would always start there at the throat. And now I notice, as you can see, I'm the host of the Be Happy Now show. And what I love most to do is to speak and share and teach and coach and guide and explore using my voice. I don't have these big throat blockages anymore because now I am in alignment. I am really truthfully in alignment with my soul. So back then I was probably in alignment with my head. And again, it doesn't make it wrong because that experience brought me to where I am. And I thrived so much. I was living at the pace of a treadmill that never stops. That was my pace. I was always going. From the moment I would open my eyes in the morning, take my phone, look through the emails, I would almost not even eat. I remember one time I had a smoothie where it was like a protein shake that I had for lunch. I was on an event, and often events are long hours where you arrive. Usually it was at a concert hall. We would arrive at the concert hall. We would prepare the space, arrange the tables, put the posters up, get the place ready. And then people would start arriving, or actually there would be sound checks or whatever. And then people would start arriving, and then you have to close, you have to clean everything and then leave. So it was a really long days. And I was, again, committed to the doing, to the accomplishing, to the, it felt like I was proud of showcasing this end result. And I still thrive on that, just in a different energy. I no longer seek for the end result in the same way. But back then, so that story was that I had a protein shake and I remember my boss, right now, I know that he was teaching me how to care for myself back then. And I wasn't seeing it. He said, so did you have lunch? And I said, yep, that's my lunch. And I showed him my protein shake while I was like giving instructions to my team members or something. And he's like, no, that's not lunch. Go and take 30 minutes and have a lunch. He was really caring. Now that I think of it, it makes me smile because it would just pass in front of me. I would never even notice it. I just notice it now, many years later. All to say that that work ethic, at some point I realized that it wasn't serving me. At some point in this radio job, I had worked 180 hours of overtime in one summer and I didn't get compensated for it. And that's when it really hit me. Do you want to keep living your life like that? So that was before the panic attacks. Okay. That's what actually brought me to change jobs. But I carried that work ethic to the new job and I had just not listened to the signs and I burned out. After that, I started being introduced to yoga. And keep in mind that with the mindset or the work ethic and the accomplishing energy that was the drive that I had that was driving me forward, I didn't go to yoga. Man, it was too boring. I couldn't just sit and do nothing. That's what I thought it was. So I would go to spinning classes. My first year in university, I did it as a student exchange in the Netherlands. I lived in Utrecht and I made so many beautiful friends from then on. That was, I think it was 2010. My memory with dates is not that great. So I lived in Utrecht and I remember we would bike everywhere. So I wanted to keep that momentum and I would go to spinning classes at night while my roommate and my friend Joelle would go to yoga and she would like say, come with me. And I would say, nope. That was just before I got my full-time job at the radio station. So yoga only came in 2013 where it was like opening this treasure chest of answers. It was like discovering another layer to which I could live my life. I remember being in pigeon pose. In Sanskrit, the name is Ekapada Raja Kaputanasana. Yes, it's like one of the longest Sanskrit, which is the yogic language, longest Sanskrit names for one of the asanas, the yoga poses. And so I remember being in pigeon pose and crying my eyes out. I didn't know why I was crying. I was just crying. And it is said in yoga that when you access the hips, you open the hips, that there's a lot of emotions there. So at that time, that's all it was. I was just emptying out from emotions that I had not lived because not that I never cried. Of course I would cry before, but it was just different. It felt like I was peeling a layer of my closed in protective overworking self. And as I was peeling these layers in yoga, I started to access truth. It no longer felt like I was wanting to accomplish something for a company or accomplish something to prove myself and show that I'm worthy and that I wanted to get this validation from the work that I did. And instead, I wanted to get to know why I'm here on this planet. I wanted to get to know that part of me that was being emotional right then and there. So I did my first yoga teacher training in Montreal, Canada. And then I left in 2016 for a sabbatical year of travels. So I put all of my things in a locker, like a really tiny locker. And I remember, you know, leaving with a backpack and being like, wow. Those are all the things, the material things that I'm leaving behind that I don't need. That carries a lot of energy too. And there I was going on this one-year sabbatical trip just with the things that I really needed on my back. And so I went to Europe, I went to travel, I went to New Zealand, Indonesia, and I made my way to Nepal. I did my second yoga teacher training there. I lived in the Shanti Yoga Ashram in the Kathmandu Valley in Nepal for 1 month. And that was my first experience of like, it felt like I rebooted my whole system. It felt like, oh yeah, you want to stop overworking? Oh yeah. You want to reconnect with yourself? Well, there you go. Boom. That's how it felt. At first it was so hard. And then I started loving it so much that it's like if I found the overworking culture of accomplishment, of doing it right, it's like if I found it again in yoga. Because in the yogic tradition, we can have this lifestyle of do, do, do. In yoga, we can have this idea of rules and regulations and the right way to do things, the wrong way to do things, the right way to sit so that the energy circulates, the right thought pattern, the right everything. It felt like while I was at the ashram, I had to still follow rules. They were just different rules than when I worked in media and events. So I found myself just transporting again from the media to the circus events, same work ethic. And now again, I was transporting that into the yogic lifestyle. I was so rigid. It's like I took this step-by-step of how to live a yogic lifestyle. I took those step-by-step, I embodied it, and then I took it as this one way to live, this one right way. So it was interesting. Now I see it. Now I notice it. Now I go, wow, I was so resilient in this work ethic and this needing things to be right. I even took it into the Zen lifestyle. Seriously. So that's basically the story of, wow, the evolution of how something that's so ingrained in us, like the need to do it right, the need to fulfill and accomplish, is still with me today. Does it mean that I'm doing it wrong? No. It just means I have a different perspective. So as much as I was on purpose when I worked in media, I was on purpose when I worked in circus events, I was on purpose when I was in Nepal with the quote unquote rigid yogic lifestyle structure with the rules and the regulations and the right ways to do things, I was still on purpose there. And now I just feel like I'm on this. It's almost like when you look up at the sky, at the stars at night, you feel and see the distance, the separation, and yet the oneness of, wow, instead of the tiny problems that we can be affected by and be focused on, we get to gain perspective. And this is how now I feel like living on purpose is for me. I feel like I've gained this perspective of everything that is, everything that was, and everything that can be. And that brings me a sense of alignment instead of a forceful forward energy of needing things to be done a certain way or needing accomplishment or results right away. Although granted, I do often will message my coach and be like, I'm in there again. Okay, let's bring it back. You know, I'm in the overworking go, go, go mode again. All right, let's bring it back in. It's still part of me. And I don't want to judge it and be mad at it or want it to go away. I just want to be with it because sometimes it just needs to be there. Like today, I had 7 calls in my day, which is a lot. Okay, that's a big day for me. 8 calls that I had today. So it's a lot of giving. Okay. It's a lot of giving energy. And I easily found myself back in this, okay, let's do it. Let's go, go, go. And at some point I just decided to go lean on the couch and lean back and breathe. And I thought, wow, this is so helpful to lean back and breathe and gain that perspective again. Excuse me for the dogs. Now, this brings me to share how you can work with me because I created the Tune In Method, Your Confidence Awaits. So I've taken all of the tools that I've accomplished over 12 years so that you can be aware of what your body is telling you, the signs that your body is sending you, so that you can be aware of the thoughts, the thought pattern that are making you believe things that are harmful for you, so that you can be aware of your emotions and raise your emotional intelligence so that instead of reacting or acting out of emotions and letting them run your day, run your life, you can instead kind of have control over what you choose to do, how you choose to show up, what you choose to say, what decisions you choose to make. So that actually being aware of the body, the mind, and the emotions, that encompasses balance, which is the first part of three of the tune-in method in my tune-in program. And from balance, then you're able to move on to connect, because you have a foundation of awareness of your body, your mind, and your emotions. When you walk into connect, you get to know who you are more deeply, what your soul values are. You get to snuggle up with that. Notice what uplifts you and what drains you so that you can make decisions that make you feel good. And then the third part of the tune-in method is trust, trusting your intuition. Noticing when you get into this go, go, go energy or logistical masculine energy of the mind. Again, it's not bad. It's just noticing that that can actually take us out of alignment at times. And then choosing or not to realign with the soul, so that when you do trust your intuition, you can be on purpose at any point throughout your life. So one of the ways to work with me is in my tune-in program, one-on-one tune-in program for 4 months. And if you're curious about that, go to tuneinprogram.com. And I actually wanted to share with you something that it's a now offer. Okay. So it might change with time, but if ever you want to know after August 2022, if you're still curious about these offers, just send an email to my team@claudiasamsoulcoaching.com. There's a soul coaching taster that I started to offer so that you can learn personalized tools to turn your brain off and hear your intuition so that you know where to go moving forward in life. So this is for you if you feel unclear about where to go next, what your vision is, what you even want out of life. And from that point on, it can be great for you if you're in a transition, and that will help you to align yourself with what you want to create. So the link is in the show notes. It's actually I'm calling it the Heart Mapping Coaching Intensive. So in the show notes, there's a Google Drive document link that you can click on. Then the other thing that I have for you is the coaching growth group that you can join. This is where you can step into your vision. Once you know what your vision is, or you kind of know what it is, you can step into it with accountability. This is an opportunity for you to be brave and stay on track towards your vision in a group of wonderful like soul women who also want that accountability to more health, to more well-being, and to just living a better life. So we go from August 2022 to January 2023, and you get to explore and release patterns that are not supportive to you reaching your goals. So there is an application form to join the Tune In Journey. That's what it's called, the coaching growth group. So you can click on the link to apply and check out if that feels good and in alignment for you. That's it. That's how you can work with me for now. I mean, there's let me tell you one more. By listening to the Be Happy Now show, you get a 50% discount on your first month if you want to be accountable daily to just kind of tune in, just kind of get a little shoulder nudge of, hey, remember you? Hey, remember your breath? Hey, remember how you can tune in and listen and trust your intuition? That is the Soul Connector Circle. I send daily pocket coaching messages. It's $100 a month, and you get 50% off using Radio 50 as the coupon code. So for that, you can go to soulconnectorcircle.com. And that's really for you if you are on the go and you want to make the transition to being more aligned and in flow. And you just want, well, a little bit of help before you're fully ready to get there. So that is my introductory offer that you can check out. Thank you so much for being here. I really, really love sharing, well, my story. And I mean, there's so many other layers to my story and so many other ways that we get to work together, but this is the core of what it is. And so thank you for receiving it. And if you have any questions, I mean, I'm talkable. Okay. I'm a human and we can have a heart to heart and figure this out. So if you're not sure which offer is really right for you at this time in your life, just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com and click on work with me. And then there's an option to talk it out. So you can book a call there. I hope you have I trust that you will be in harmony and in alignment and that you will tune into your powerful uniqueness and that you will trust that wherever you are is perfect because that will guide you and help to propel you to where you get to be next. Thank you. Okay. See you later. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.